We're back with Robin Cole here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And while I've got you here, I wanted to talk to you about this. I saw something in the news earlier in the week about a new number that's going through the FCC right now, and it's called 988, and it's going to be a new suicide prevention hotline number. It's not in effect yet, but probably will be in the next couple years.
That's right. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission unanimously approved a proposal to implement a new resource that will serve as a national suicide prevention and mental health crisis hotline. Of course, there are many crisis mental health hotlines throughout the United States. Pawnee Mental Health has its phone number available and answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is a national suicide prevention lifeline that is already available, and I'd like to, while I have the opportunity, just to mention what that is. That number is 1-800-273-TALK, and so that is already currently available. But what this would do is it would make it much easier for people to remember how to reach out and to access help, because it's not always easy to remember, especially if you're somebody who's in a situation where you're very depressed and are actively considering taking your life. It's very difficult to remember what that 1-800 number is, whereas remembering to call 988 might be a much easier thing to do. You know, I think that the 911 number has just become such a part of our consciousness. You know, you hear stories about little children knowing to pick up the phone and dial 911 and calling emergency dispatchers, because even as a child, it's in their consciousness that 911 is the number that you call if you're having an emergency. And so part of what this move by the U.S. Federal Communications Commission will allow is for the number 988 to become a number that also just becomes a part of our collective consciousness and is recognized as being the number that people call if they're facing a mental health crisis or a suicide crisis. And so the way that this would work is that calls that are made to 988 would be directed to that existing National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that existing National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is actually a network of about 163 different crisis centers throughout the country that that cover for each other and that cover local crises. So when someone calls that emergency hotline, if the call is coming from Kansas, for example, then there is a local suicide prevention center in Lawrence, Kansas, that actually receives the phone calls that originate out of Kansas. And so the local crisis centers would continue then to be the facilities or the locations that handle those calls. It's just that the caller doesn't have to remember what that 1-800 number is. They just have to remember 988 as being the phone number. And so this proposal, it's now open for public comment. The FCC needs to start their formal rulemaking process. But once that's done, then they'll be able to roll out that number as the new three-digit number for suicide prevention. So we're really excited to see that happen. I think it's a good move. It at so many levels, it communicates to people that there is help, that people care, and that there is a way to access that help. And my hope would certainly be, and the hope of the FCC is that this will help increase the effectiveness of suicide prevention efforts nationwide. It'll give people easy access to crisis services, reduce the stigma surrounding suicide and mental health conditions, and at the end of the day, The intention, of course, is to save lives.
All right. We're running out of time here, but I want to let you talk about holiday stuff.
Yes. Okay. Pawnee Mental Health will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, but our Crisis Stabilization Center will be open that entire time. We are accepting gifts for people who will be staying at the unit over the holidays, and so if someone is interested in doing that, they could give us a call at 785-564-1059. We're accepting gifts for individuals at the Crisis Stabilization Center today or Monday between 8 and 5.
All right. Thank you so much, Robin. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints follows CBS News on KMAN.